What is the mood like? What's the mindset like in here? Is it still upbeat and positive and confident?
Absolutely. You know, we know we have a lot to still fight for, mainly just to, for me personally, just to show our coach that, you know, the system, that we believe in the system, and that we still have a better way to play our ball. We haven't played good football in the last couple weeks, and, you know, to project ourselves, not knowing what happens to the playoff picture, but into next season, you know, on a good note.
How do you do it? I mean, it certainly seems easier said than done. How do you go about turning around something when it's kind of snowballed the way it has?
You got to take it one game at a time, one practice at a time, and really focus in on the details, the things that we haven't been good at executing in third down situations, winning on first and second down for defense. So just those small parts of the game where we have to get better and play better situational football.
What does it seem to see a player like Willie Moe go down, and what's the attitude about the next guy who has to step up?
I mean, it's tough to see one of your brothers go down, especially someone who's been here and has been pretty active this season. But the attitude is next man up. You know, you're excited for the next person to get their opportunity to show what they were able to do, because, you know, this program's all about competition, and that's what you do every day.
Do you want to get on the field quicker? The type of loss that you guys suffered last Sunday?
I mean, absolutely. That thing hurts. It still stings and leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And it's definitely motivation going forward. You know, we were in some dogfights leading up to that game, and that game didn't end well for us. And we were pretty embarrassed what we put out there.
A lot of guys look to you on the team as such a leader. What is your message to the team with how the season's going so far?
Man, you got to stay the course. You know, it's a building process. It's a learning process. And we have a young team still. And in these situations, you can't fold. You got to show still how tough you are. You got to go down, you know, ready to fight week in, week out.
Bortles, the only two guys that have thrown more touchdowns are Brady and Carson Palmer. Does that surprise you at all? I mean, considering how quickly he's developed and matured?
Not at all. You know, he's, from what I've seen, he's definitely developed pretty fast. And what they're doing in Jacksonville is the same mindset and the same type of system that we have here with Gus coming from Seattle. So I definitely understand the mindset and the work ethic that those guys are playing with, and we'll be ready to execute.
How important is it to, you know, Dan was talking about getting him off his spot. In this case, when you're dealing with a quarterback who likes to throw the deep ball, he needs time to do it. How crucial will that be this week?
I think we'll have our rushers. We'll keep the guys fresh and be able to get them off the spot. I mean, we're switching some guys around and create some good matchups. So it'll be pretty interesting to see how that works early in the game. And the focus really is going to be stopping the run and make those guys one-dimensional.
What's important for the linebacking core to cover a tight end like Julius Thomas?
Man, communication. You know, we got a really good plan for him. You know, we look at him as a receiver with his ability to catch the ball. So for us, it's really going to be focusing in, honing in on your technique.
What was your relationship with Gus?
I didn't get to meet him. I got there right after he had left, so I came in with DQ.